Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 7:05. We're going to top out at 20 today. Some snow is coming. I have Christmas Day drunk tweets.
Yay!
Coming up in a little bit.
Those are fun.
I went and looked on just Christmas Day only.
Okay.
At all the drunk tweets. And there was some good ones. So there's about 200 teachers that are getting trained in handling concealed weapons in Utah. The training is being offered by gun rights advocates and say that classroom teachers could stop school shootings if they carried concealed firearms. The instruction featuring plastic guns is set to begin at noon today in a Salt Lake City suburb. It's an idea that's getting traction after the Connecticut school shooting. In Ohio, a firearms group says it's launching a test program in tactical firearms training for teachers. You know, 2 months ago, I never thought we'd be talking about stuff like this, but...
Right.
It's kind of the way the world is. Christmas Eve, I saw that story about the fireman.
That was
in New York.
Unbelievable.
State. That is just. People are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. This is a complete 180 as far as the story goes, but it's still interesting. Even Mark Zuckerberg's family is getting hosed by Facebook's privacy settings.
Okay.
A picture of Zuckerberg's sister on her personal Facebook profile was seen by a marketing director who then posted the picture to Twitter and her more than 40,000 followers on Wednesday. That did not sit well with Randy Zuckerberg, who tweeted at Callie Schweitzer that the picture was meant for friends only. Schweitzer replied by saying the picture popped up on her Facebook newsfeed. Randy Zuckerberg eventually said Schweitzer was able to see the picture because they had a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
Those tweets have since been taken down. Many people reacted sharply to Zuckerberg's sister, saying her brother's company makes privacy settings hard to navigate.
It is true.
Yeah.
They changed something again or whatever, and I don't even know what mine is.
They change stuff all the time. I guess having a custom setting on every single thing you ever post ever, I would rather...
I don't have time for that.
No. Nobody does.
I just want to post my stuff and have my friends see it.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Unless they subscribe to me, they can see it. But I can also change that, I guess.
Yeah, but they would never subscribe to you if they could never see you in the first place.
Right.
So, yeah. That's why I think I still have friends of friends set on there, and I need to change that.
I don't know what mine is.
Because I get
now
random.
I want to check.
I'll get random... friend requests from people I've never heard of.
I get that too every week.
And yeah.
Like, I don't know you.
I think I've done a good enough job of being off-putting enough.
I think so.
To where people aren't seeking me.
I have mine set just on friends who can see my future posts. It says just friends.
I wonder why I never see yours.
Because you changed your privacy setting on mine.
Oh, right. To only important. That's right. I did do that.
I don't know what constitutes only important.
I don't either.
It doesn't like say on there what is supposed to be only important. I mean, it's not like I have a setting when I post something that says it's important. It's not like an email, you know, where you have the little explanation point. Yeah.
Where you can put that in there.
So I don't even know what it is. Glad you never see any of my posts.
Maybe it just doesn't think anything you post is important.
I don't know how it decides what's important.
Can you say that you've posted anything that was important recently?
Everything I post is important.
Of course it is. It's all important.
Duh.
It must be important.
If I write it, it's important.
Uh-huh. We got news on the way, and I have a story of the worst helicopter parents from hell.
Uh-oh.
This is unbelievable how far these people went for an adult daughter of theirs.
What?
That is coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:23. Just in case you're ever wondering, it's always about Mel.
Mm-hmm.
The internet quote of the day is about Mel. Is it not?
It's that time of year to renew our gym membership we are never going to use.
Because you have a phobia?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're lazy.
Not lazy.
You have a phobia.
I have a phobia.
Right. Okay.
Don't be a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk.
Okay.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever had helicopter parents, you will no longer think you had helicopter parents.
For those who don't know what they are, you should say.
A helicopter parent is someone who is hovering over their child all the time, mm-hmm. either out of paranoia of their safety or for their achievements.
Sometimes I feel like I want to be a little bit of a helicopter parent, but I don't. I back off a little bit. I think it's just certain situations.
I don't think my kids have gotten old enough to where I feel that.
Yeah. Well, you will.
Because they haven't gotten to the point where they're starting to separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suppose about the time they start going to school, they slowly begin to separate themselves from you until finally they leave the house.
Yeah.
21-year-old Aubrey Ireland is a Dean's List student at the University of Cincinnati, majoring in music and theater. Her parents wanted her to go there, even though she had full ride scholarships to other schools.
Okay.
So they paid for her tuition. Her parents, Dave and Julie, are also the helicopter parents from hell. They are so bad that she won a protective stalking order against her parents. Why?
Holy cow.
Here's the list of crazy reasons.
Okay.
They installed tracking software on her cell phone and laptop. Made random drop-ins at her apartment, even though they live 600 miles away in Leawood, Kansas. University of Cincinnati is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
Accused her of drug use, promiscuity, and mental issues, which they told school administrators they could have taken her for evaluation and brought bad publicity on the school.
What?
I don't know how her mental issues would bring bad publicity to the school.
Yeah.
But whatever. Mom allegedly assaulted the daughter after a surprise pop-in. Not surprisingly, mom said the daughter allegedly assaulted her. The parents' behavior got so bad that the school hired security guards to keep them from her performances, keep them out of the building.
Ugh.
And finally, they quit paying her tuition after she cut off contact with them. The school gave her a full scholarship for her senior year, fortunately.
That was nice.
Mediators were brought in who told the Irelands that they were the problem. They, of course, said their daughter was a good actor and lying. None of that mattered. A judge decided that mom and dad have to stay at least 500 feet away from her until September 13th of next year.
I'll be awkward for Christmas.
I don't think she'll be going.
Wow.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, an only child.
Yeah.
Not that only children are always, you know, helicoptered, but
more often,
I would guess the only child is tends to have that treatment more so.
Holy moly.
I know.
That's like, they're like stalkers.
Well, yeah, that was exactly the order that was issued.
Yeah.
They're trying to say that, oh, she's addicted to drugs and all this, that, and the other thing. And
they're mental.
And yeah, I mean, I want my kids to succeed, but I'm too lazy to go to those extremes.
600 miles you drive just to pop in at your child's place when they're a senior in college.
Well, they wanted to make sure she succeeded.
Yeah, because that's going to help make her succeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing she even wants to do what they wanted her to do still.
I know. I would have rebelled.
Yeah, I probably would have too. Like, oh, you want me to do all this? I think I'm gonna work in fast food for the rest of my life, just despite you.
I think that she should have found...
You know that happens all the time.
Oh, I'm sure. I think she should have found a college farther away from them.
600 miles wasn't far enough, apparently.
No, farther away.
She should have gone to St. Petersburg, Russia. And found a performing arts school there.
Holy cow.
Where she could get away from her parents. I mean, I know there's some kids who go far away from school to get away from their parents.
Right.
I went 400 miles from home not to get away from my parents, just because that was where I decided I wanted to go to school. In Spearfish.
Well, it was probably better that you went there.
No, because I got incredibly homesick and ended up transferring to SDSU the next year.
But SDSU was not good for you.
No, it wasn't. I would say I was enrolled there. I wouldn't say I attended much.
That's why I said it was not good.
No.
Once you got your act together, it was fine.
Well, my last my last apartment in Brookings was a block from the back door of Skinner's. If that tells you anything.
That's not good.
No. I mean, I didn't pick that apartment because of where it was.
Right.
No, I picked it because it was cheap.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it was a block away from downtown was just a, you know, icing
bonus,
on the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time there was a big snowstorm and I had a test that morning at 9:30. And I went to try and get out, and I couldn't get out. My car was completely snowed in. And I called my buddy up and I was like, he had a truck. I was like, dude, can you come pick me up? I got a test at 9:30. He's like, class is canceled.
Nice.
Really? Oh, so I'll meet you at the bar about noon. Yep. All right. Sounds good. Snow days wow. in college were so much fun.
That's true.
I got one. I had two snow days in my college career.
And you were wasted both of them?
Oh, yeah. First one was at SDSU.
Yeah.
I still have a picture my cousin Jamie gave me when we were, I don't even remember where we were in Brookings, but we were somewhere out on the snow day. And we were feeling good about life that day. That's
for
sure.
You were nice and warm.
We were very warm. And then there was another one in Spearfish. I spent the entire day. And the power was out, too.
Oh, boy.
So I can either be where the at home with the power out, or I can be at the bar with the power out.
I pick bar.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that's where I went. And I didn't make it to class the next day, either.
Oh.
We had class the next day, but I didn't. It was a good time.
Oh, wow.
It was a really good time. We have got dirt coming up.
We have the Mash for Cash right now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. I thought you forgot.
I did. I completely forgot.
I saw
forgot.
You reaching for the mouse, and I was like, uh-uh. Yep. No, hold on.
Okay, here it is. It's worth $135 today, the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders. Here you go.
What?
Sometimes you let it go for like 3 seconds. Other times it was about a half second.
No, there were 2 seconds.
Hmm.
I think the one was held out a little longer.
Yeah.
It was like 2.6 or something.
So there it is. If you know all seven songs, title and artist, 361-5557. Good luck.
At first. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, yo.
Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
New reports suggest that Whitney Houston was actually murdered. Radar Online reports that private investigator Paul Hubel believes Houston was killed by drug dealers to whom she owed approximately $1.5 million in debt. Hubel dug up video surveillance showing the alleged thugs that drug lords sent to slay the troubled star. He says, I have evidence that points to Whitney being a victim of high-powered drug dealers who sent thugs to collect a huge debt she owed for drugs, Hubel said. Hubel apparently took a gander not just at the coroner's reports, but also drug informants for details of the latest conspiracy. Apparently, a bunch of unknown men kept showing up at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel where Houston died. Hubel says that Houston received a cocaine delivery that day before she drowned in the bathtub, but that she was overhearing griping. She said, I'm tired of this, referring to the debt she allegedly owed the contraband. Hubel claims that the two men were caught on a hotel surveillance video during the 45 minutes in which she was alone in her room and died in the tub. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I never saw that part of the story coming.
I know. It's interesting. The official cause of death was accidental drowning, with heart disease and cocaine not helping the matters. But I don't know. It's possible.
So I saw the story you posted yesterday at hot1047.com about the IHOP receipt.
Yes.
Some friends of yours went to an IHOP and like they do this every year.
They just got married and they wanted to start a holiday tradition.
Oh, okay.
And so this is what they decided to do.
So they had a $23.48 tab at IHOP on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
10:16 a.m. is the time of the receipt on Christmas morning. And, they left her a $100 tip.
So awesome. And single mom, too.
And
they had to work on Christmas.
And took a photo of the receipt and posted it on Facebook. Now, you said in the story, though, that there were people who had negative things to say, but you didn't elaborate on that. What were the negative things?
Well, hold on. I want to say one thing first. It's now up to 325,000 plus
it has
likes,
gone viral.
Because it was over 200 and some when I posted it. Now it's about 100,000 more.
It's been shared 4,508 times.
Yeah. Yeah. And over almost 8,000 comments on it. Some of the comments, though, that were not so nice were people being upset that they posted this good deed.
Oh.
And so, I know, I think shame on you for being upset that people were actually have some Christmas spirit.
No, I kind of get where they're coming from. Were they upset? Like, angry?
Yeah, they were, like, offended by it.
Like, do you have one you could find in particular?
I probably could. I have to.
I mean, there's 8,000 comments 8, to try
comments,
to
so
sort
I would
through.
Have to. Yeah.
But, no, I kind of get what they might be saying, though.
Most of the people were putting up the fact that they were being an inspiration and stuff like that. And that's what I saw it as. I saw it as, you know, pay it forward. But like even some people saying give her cash instead of putting it on the credit card so she doesn't have to pay taxes on it. Like those are some of the ridiculous comments that I was reading on there.
That isn't that bad. I mean,
well, who cares how they gave the tip?
I know, but I mean, that would be even better. Give her $100 cash, because
right.
Then she can hide most of the taxes.
But still.
She would just report her normal amount of tips, which, let's be honest, servers never.
Yeah.
Unless everything is credit card, they don't always report at all. Because I know I didn't. I mean, yes, I did every
time.
Yes,
you did.
No, I can see what people might be saying, though. Like, if I did something like this, I wouldn't take a picture of the receipt and post it.
I would.
Well, of course you would.
Well, you know, you have to remember.
You make a hot dog in the microwave, you take a picture and put it on Instagram.
I don't make hot dogs.
But you take pictures of everything. No, I'm not saying it was wrong for them to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Well, first of all, they meant for their friends and family to see it because it was on their Facebook.
Yeah. But I'm not saying it was wrong that they did. I'm just saying I wouldn't have.
Okay.
I would prefer to stay anonymous. Do the good deed anonymously.
Well,
so I can see why people might think they're going, look at me, look at me, look at the neat thing
not.
I did. I know.
Okay.
You don't have to give an excuse and a reason every time I say something.
Okay.
I just get why some people would see it that way. Because if I did it, I wouldn't take a picture and put it on Facebook. I'm sure they had no idea it was going to get liked 325,000 times.
No idea. You never know what's going to go viral.
No.
And also, I did read in one of the comments, the server did also post.
Oh,
the picture of the tip.
Yeah, I would have let the server post it and let it go viral that way. I wouldn't have done
it
myself.
She did. But, I mean, Jason knows a lot more people. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But it was one of those things like it. I don't think they ever believed that it would go viral like that. There was no way to predict that.
No.
It was a Christmas spirit thing, a tradition that they wanted to start as newlyweds and as a family. I think it was wonderful. The whole idea of it is to get other people to pay it forward.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
For those who, though, that I think that were putting negative comments on there, like, I think that you're ridiculous. And there's no reason why you can't look at something like that and say, that was really cool. I should do something nice for somebody else.
Well, and there's some people on the internet who are so cynical, they make me look like I'm all sunshine and rainbows all the time.
It's true.
So
that's true.
I'm curious if I'm not saying them posting it online was bad at all.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it whatsoever. But if you were to, this is what I want to throw out there. If you did this, would you take a picture of it and put it on Facebook?
I would. Oh, but when I do like my random act of kindness day with the girls.
When you fold the toilet paper roll into a triangle, you take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Dude, I do not.
361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. We got to get a vault number out there. The number today, did we get one from Nate or is he on Christmas vacation?
I don't know.
He's
I didn't get vacation. Anything from him yesterday.
Let's go with 71. 71 is the number for today. If you know the two numbers, because we didn't have one on Christmas Day, you'll win a $50 party tab tomorrow from the vault. The Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 756. We had to find. Here's why tinted windows suck. because it's, even though it is still somewhat dark out, it's so much darker looking out our window. We can't tell what's happening when it's dark out at all. We had to find out from Sean Cable on Twitter that it was snowing.
Because he said snow just started flying in downtown Sioux Falls. And I was like,
Mel had to put her face to the glass and cover all the way around her eyes and finally goes,
yep.
Oh, yeah, it's snowing.
It's snowing. Crazy that you have to do that.
I'm glad we have the big picture window, but I really wish it wasn't tinted.
What? That would be so nice if it wasn't tinted.
So a friend of Mel's posted a picture of the receipt. They did kind of a random act of kindness for a server on Christmas morning at IHOP in town. They gave a $100 tip,
which is so very cool. Yeah.
And I didn't even really think of it until I read your story about it on our website, hot1047.com, that there were some people making negative comments. And I was kind of like, well, what the hell would the negative comments be? And they were that they took a picture and were bragging about it on Facebook. And then I was like, okay, I can kind of see that. I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, this is what they wrote.
But you found one?
This is what Jason wrote. Wifey and I decided to go have Christmas breakfast at IHOP and start a tradition. Our server was a young single mother that had to work on Christmas Day. We thought we should make her day a little more merry for her. And then # Christmas spirit. There's nothing in there.
And they left her a $100 tip.
Yeah, there's nothing in there at all that shows them bragging.
No. But I can see why some people might see it that way. I personally would not post that on Facebook that I did that. But
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. I'm curious if people would do the same thing.
I love it.
Would they post it or would they not? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. D is on the phone. How are you, D?
Good.
So what do you think? Would you have taken a picture and put it on Facebook if you had done that?
I would not have because I think most of the people feel that if you do a good deed and you boast about it, that it erases the good deed. And it's only by boasting about it, it only is for the benefit of the person that does it. And it's actually better to do the good deed and keep it to yourself. And that's where the good feeling comes from.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Dee.
Yep.
Bye-bye. I can see where she's coming from there.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Mel. Explode.
First of all, they weren't boasting whatsoever. They were just trying to pass along Christmas spirit is all they were doing. They were not boasting. They were being nice and trying to get other people to pay it forward kind of thing. To me, when I saw that, my immediate reaction was, oh, that is so nice. I myself have been a server and a bartender, and working on Christmas and working holidays sucks.
Did you ever work Christmas?
I'm trying to think if I worked as a server at Christmas. I think we were closed on that one. The only ones that are open are
big chains.
Every other holiday, including Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's just something that was not fun to do. For them to do something like this, I don't think erases the good deed. The server posted the picture as well.
I just would have let the server post the picture. I wouldn't have posted it myself, but that's just me. And I don't think it was wrong that they did. I'm just saying I would not have. I got a text from 9066. I would post it on the internet because when I do random acts of kindness with my children or pay it forward, I put it on there just so that, part two of the message, maybe it'll inspire somebody else.
That's exactly where they were going with this. So there was not one little bit of being boastful, or it was not that way at all. And for those who took it that way, shame on you.
Let's see here. We've got Isaac on the phone. How are you, Isaac?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So if you had left a $100 tip on Christmas for a server, would you have posted it on Facebook?
Well, I don't think I would have taken a picture of it, but I might talk about it on Facebook. I kind of got a similar story. I work in a detail shop, and we had a car come in that we had to clean up for the lot, and it had obviously been repossessed, so all the previous owner's stuff was still in it.
Oh.
And I found the guy's class ring in the glove box, and everyone told me I should go pawn it, but all his stuff was in there, so I found his registration with his address, so I took it to his house and gave it back to him. Because I thought that was the right thing to do, and it might be a good way to spread some Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
Kind of pay it forward, but, I mean, I didn't take a picture of it and put it on Facebook or anything like that and brag about it. I let the guy know. I sent him a message, and that was about it. So I think taking a picture of it is going a little far, but I don't think there's anything wrong with maybe talking about it on Facebook.
So it's kind of the same thing, though.
Well, and it's one of those things where I don't think it was bad that they did. I just wouldn't have done that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't bad, but not something I would do.
It's not like they put in the status with the photo, "We are the greatest people on earth."
They didn't put that at all.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when you do something like that, you feel real good about yourself, and you want other people to know, because I think sometimes that makes other people feel good too.
Exactly. That's how I felt when I saw it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to boost your ego or anything, but it kind of
makes. Yeah, and I don't think that was their intent too. Either.
Their intent was nothing bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you, Isaac. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Something I did, actually, when you talk about that amazing feeling you get when you do something nice for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even actually end up doing the nice thing, and I would have never talked about this had this topic not come up. I didn't even tell my wife about it. Nobody knew that I did this. It wasn't that big of a deal. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I was walking into the store the other day, and there was a young gal who was struggling with a very, very large box. I think it was like a dorm fridge kind of thing, trying to get it in the back seat of a smaller car.
Okay.
And she was struggling, and I just said, "Do you need some help there?" And she might have weighed 110 pounds, and she's trying to wrangle a dorm fridge into the back
probably
seat of a car.
Probably weighed about the same amount as her.
In the neighborhood. And she's like, "I think I got it." And she got it, and I didn't need to help her. But I still just felt great after doing it.
Right.
But I didn't feel the need to tell anybody about it.
That's not the same.
Well, how is it that different?
How is that?
Because I didn't spend $100 and take a picture of it?
No, but I mean,
I felt good after offering help is what I'm getting at. And all I'm saying is I didn't tell a soul about it until just now.
Okay.
I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anybody about it. And I just felt great afterwards. I don't think you have to tell anybody about stuff. And again, I'm not saying it was bad that they did. I'm just saying,
when the girls and I do our random act of kindness day, because we don't do it on the actual day where they say do random acts of kindness. We pick our own days a couple times a year and we go deliver treats to people just randomly.
Yeah. But and then you put it on Facebook.
I always put it on Facebook.
Because you also take pictures of food and put it on Facebook.
Yes.
And pretty much everything except what you do in the bathroom goes on Facebook.
Maybe I'll take pictures of that for you.
I wish you would.
I'll tag you. You use Hot 104.7.com.